This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. 3:30, basically. Coming up at 3:40, we have Chris Arps. And at 4 o'clock, headlines, Dave Murray. At 5 p.m., it's Paranormal Wednesday. And I'm fascinated by this topic. Dr. Lynch talked about it a very long time ago. There's this cave somewhere in Marion County, Illinois, that people believe the Egyptians made it all the way over here and filled it with Egyptian gold and trinkets. And it's
ooh, trinkets.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Frito Bandito erasers, just like all the cool prisms, lock blades, everything you can think of. Shout out, last night I had dinner at Clayton's in O'Fallon, not O'Fallon's in Clayton. They may become a new sponsor to the show, but I'm not sure. But either way, I wanted to say that it was shockingly good.
What'd you have?
So they brought out an assortment. They are unabashedly sort of based on the Tucker's Place kind of deal. They get their meat from Kuna like they do. Chef Jim, who has been around the block, he's around my age. I've never had a better filet.
Ooh.
So it's like pound and a half baked potato, filet, Caesar salad. Mm. Guess how much? All of that, one of the best filets I've ever had. $22.
Wow. Nice. Seriously?
At lunch, you get a big, nasty burger, fries, and a soda, beer, or wine for 10.
Whoa.
It's insane. The food was so good. And so, for all of you O'Falloners.
That's a perfect name for a cheeseburger. The Big Nasty.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It is National Cheeseburger Day.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. That's great.
Well, if they do lives, they wanted to do a DGS special. Let's do the Big Nasty.
The Big Nasty.
Anyway, here's how you get there. Highway K, go west on Mexico Road. It is just in a little strip mall. You can drive right past it. It's called Clayton's. And I'm telling you, the food is so good and so inexpensive. I couldn't believe it.
Did you have any dessert?
Yes.
Ooh.
I didn't want to tell you.
Just tell me.
I don't want to. It was like a Bananas Foster cheesecake.
I was gonna say, it's cheesecake.
Covered in like caramel sauce.
I'm listening.
It was nuts.
I'm listening.
So, yeah. It was so good.
Can I give a shout out to?
Sure, man.
St. Charles County Veterans Museum. Dan is in charge down there. Big listener of the show. He said he's having trouble letting people know that they're even there. And so he said, can you let people know the St. Charles County Veterans Museum exists? Well, there you go.
Do you have the address?
It's also in O'Fallon, which is what made me think of it. 410 East Elm in O'Fallon, Missouri.
There you go.
Okay. Cool.
Where do we go from that last segment? Whiskey, Wine, and Dine.
Yes.
Make sure you get your tickets for that coming up next Thursday. I think some other celebrities may be going.
Ooh.
Maybe some in this room.
Hmm.
We're all like,
who is it?
Must be Rachel.
It must be. Because I haven't heard anything else.
I've committed to go if Trisha from the morning show goes. And then if I go,
Trish Gazelle's going to go.
Trish Gazelle has committed to
it. If I go, none of them are going.
Kind of a domino effect.
If Trish goes, then Sue goes.
That's pretty much. Yep.
Get your tickets for Whiskey, Wine, and Dine with Mark Cox and Dave Glover at 971talk.com/events.
Sue, can I make fun of you? No one else will think this is funny at all, but I'm just so obsessed with you. And when you were doing your traffic just now, you said, well, the Cardinals game, and it's letting out, and it'll clear up, I mean, once it gets out.
I have no idea what's happening.
You sounded, did anyone else catch it?
Oh, yeah.
You sounded like a guy from Mad Men. Who is trying to close a deal? Like it's going to clear up.
My favorite was from Friday. Sue was talking about some traffic somewhere, and she's like, "Once these crazy motorcycle guys get out of the way, the gang."
I love the editorializing. I love it.
The crazy motorcycle guys.
Tell me, could you find that Sueism of that I just said and see if it's as funny as I thought it was?
Probably not.
Every time she says "heavy and slow," I think of my friend Roy.
Sorry, Roy.
We were talking earlier in the office about, I think Rotel came up, and I was saying, continuing with the throw up thing, that I used to love Rotel until I realized it just looks just like throw up. And what was it, Buffalo?
Well, we were talking about stuff that people, there were eras of foods
eras
at parties.
Of things you would bring to a party.
And your era was, and you nailed it, because I know exactly what era that is.
It was the big, giant bread that you pulled out the middle and put onion dip in.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then Ryan and I were saying buffalo chicken dip was at
ours.
every party for a while. And Ryan loved it so much that you...
I would take it and put it on top of burgers like you would ketchup.
Yeah.
So gross.
You've done it too.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Fantastic.
Ew. Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
It's a great move. It's you're getting a burger and you're eating a dip at the same time.
I used to
nothing weird about that at all.
So I wasn't used to parties or etiquette or humans, and so when I was first going to social events that had one of those bread things, I'd never even had the thought in my head, what if I pulled the inside out and put dip in it? And so I would be the guy that would stand there and just be like, oh, that's hilarious. Then I would take the biggest hunk I thought I could get away with and just jam it in the dip and then walk away and shove it in my mouth and come back. I just couldn't get enough.
What were you saying was hilarious?
Anything.
Your point. Hey, look at that. And then you dip it in there.
Anything to cover. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like the kind of bread that it's used for that. And I don't
like
the dip.
It's like a big Hawaiian roll.
Yeah. I just don't.
Soggy.
Oh, the first time I ever saw soup in a bread bowl, though, I was like, are you kidding? You can do that?
I can't get down with that.
They don't even sell it at Panera anymore.
You're kidding me.
No, they don't do them anymore.
Oh, that's the best part.
I know.
It's like the bottom of a pot pie.
Yeah.
No.
I wonder why they don't do that. That's it. Has it been a long time?
It's been a couple years, I think. They got rid of them. I think they were just too hard.
Huh.
Nobody got them to go, you know?
Oh, that's true.
Do you guys like the bottom of pot pies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Not really a pot pie person.
Man.
So you're not a pea?
No, not a pea squared.
That's three.
Cubed.
What are we doing today?
I don't know.
Wait,
I don't either.
I also remember Velveeta and Rotel is a big thing, Dave, from our era. No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Rotel.
Because I could sit down and just eat that whole bowl. I love that stuff.
Let's make some.
Tomorrow night.
Woo. Velveeta is so superior to any other cheese.
Let me tell you something. Tomorrow night, I'm taking my boss, Steve Moore, and his boss, Becky, to dinner at Capitol Grill. And I swear this is true, Jeff Dill, if you're listening. You could serve me Steakums, and I'm happy. Remember Steakums?
Oh, I sure do.
Do you remember Steakums?
I've never had them, but I'm aware of what they are.
Oh, Lord. Whew. Steakums. What was Steakums? Were they even meat?
I don't know.
So.
I only had them once. I'm going in Steakums.
Yeah. They were the of the steak.
What sort of life have you lived, Sue Thomas? You've only had Steakums once.
Yeah, my
mother
liked...
You throw up totally normally.
My mother liked real food.
Your friend poops in the shower.
Yeah.
That's not very nice of you.
Your favorite Steakum is 100% beef sandwich steaks.
You just poverty shamed me. Well, you know, Dave, I didn't have a lot of Steakums because my family wasn't on welfare and my mom cared.
No, I don't think that's what I said. My mother just liked to cook.
Wow, I just found
an article. Steakums still around.
Cheap food.
Okay. No, she would do cheap food.
Oh,
but...
my mom insisted on nutrition.
She was crazy.
Do they still make Steakums?
Yeah.
They got a knockoff Jeff Goldblum as their guy on the cover of their...
Oh, wow. Bless.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I found an article.
That's a knockoff Barry Woods.
10 things you didn't know about Steakums.
Can you list them? I bet I know nine of them.
They're pretty complicated. It's not easy to just list them off.
One.
These are paragraphs.
They're meat.
They are meat. So, you know what? I take it back. They're real, Dave.
I thought they were a combination of tree and bus exhaust.
I'll give you a fun fact, though. The same person who invented popcorn chicken invented Steakums.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool.
It's neat.
How did the Mark closed poverty shaming me thing start? Oh, because I'd never been in a two-story
house.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember
Man,
whenever,
he loved that.
Remember whenever I said I had my birthday party at McDonald's?
Gluten-free.
Yeah.
That's good. Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, he went pretty hard at you on that one.
Birthday party at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Which would have been my dream.
Yeah. Oh, right. Man.
He was like, darling, get dressed up and get in the car. We're going to McDonald's tonight.
Yeah, I never had a McDonald's birthday party.
Then he does this one.
Well, we just went to McDonald's.
Once he realized what a dick he had been, he was like, look, the house I grew up in, I guarantee you the house you grew up in is more expensive. I guarantee you.
And then we looked at the property value.
His was like $480,000.
That was one of Sue's, like, that
very
was
first,
very
yeah.
first
Googling
appearances. Yeah. I'm going in.
Well, and now he said that they had added on to his original house, but it still wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah,
well, just the two neighborhoods.
South Roxana and Webster Grove.
Okay, Vianney.
It's a fair
yeah.
fight.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was not good.
Yeah.
What do you mean he'd never been in a two-story house? Dude, there weren't any two-story houses. We're going to break in? They're going to travel to Rosewood Heights and break in someone's...
Look, it's not always been roses for me. I grew up in a 2,500-square-foot ranch in Ladue. I'm pretty sure my 750 square foot in South Roxana never was equal on the value.
345 DGS Cribs.
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 Can I tell you? Woo! Can I tell you exactly why that happened?
Yeah.
Here's exactly why it happened. Here's how my brain works. I love smashing words together and people's names together. Mm-hmm. And right before that, I was trying to think of, would you be Carbs? Would you be this? Would you be that? And it turned into Crips.
Crip Master. Thank you.
Can I?
I'm snorting a lot
Crip
today.
Master.
I need to address one thing before we go over to Chris.
Yes.
Adrian on Twitter screenshotted the Panera menu and says that they still have bread bowls.
Yeah,
fake
you.
News.
Well,
Wiggins.
I'm glad to hear that because at my Panera, they
fake
do
news.
Not.
Uh-huh. They just don't want to give it to you. They're like, I don't like that guy. Tell him we're out of bread bowls.
This guy looks wet enough.
I just needed to. I got to.
Tell that human bread bowl we're out of bread bowls.
We have that moist guy back in the Buick.
Moist?
Yeah, you're moist.
Is that a new insult?
You're not dry.
No.
Okay.
Chris, Steak'ems or no Steak'ems?
Steak'em. Oh, I love Steak'em.
Okay.
Back in the day.
All right.
Like your fake hoagies.
Yeah, there you go. Your fogies.
You know, put some seasoned salt on it, man. You think you're, you know, doing something. Remember, but they were like,
I can't
super,
quit snorting.
They were super greasy, though.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They were really greasy.
Hell yeah. They're so good.
Oh, yeah.
Put some Velveeta,
but you had to be
white
very
bread.
Delicate because you kept it on too long. They burned really easy. You had to find that
they
nice
were,
little delicate.
They were paper thin.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a Steak'ems expert over here.
Yeah. You're
He's
right.
He's sharing recipes.
You're right.
And cinnamon rolls.
You're right. They would they just flame up and be nothing.
You had to. They were very thin pieces of meat.
It.
And you're like, oh, I'm so hungry. I burned it. I got to start again.
Unlike the breaded pork loin, which you could cook all day.
Yeah, that's true.
You could put it in the microwave when you went to school and just come back. It's fine.
Put in a crock pot. Cook it all day.
Right, I do love some crock pot stuff. Yeah. So what's going on with your voting initiative that you're...
There's a organization, 501c national group called Americans for Citizens Voting. And what it is, we're going to put in 5 swing states this year, ballot initiatives to codify in state constitutions that only citizens can vote. And I know that sounds kind of like, yeah, duh. But there are places in California, Chicago, 11 places in Maryland, where they are allowing non-citizens, people with green cards that are here legally, are allowing them to vote in local and state elections. And California has an initiative where they're trying to give non-citizens the right to vote. And we just believe that that's wrong. So I've got an article coming out in thehill.com either Friday or Saturday that's talking about this and how it also disenfranchises black voters and dilutes all of our votes if you have non-citizens that are voting. You know, we're happy that people are here and they're doing the right thing and they're following the law and they're trying to achieve the American dream. But citizenship shouldn't be for you yet until you become a citizen.
Tell you what. I will donate $500 to this organization if you can work Steak'ems into that article.
Wow. I'm trying to do that. Yeah.
You know, there'd be people all over the country
I'm
going,
really thinking about it, too.
You should honestly just
I'm
end like, the article with the word Steak'ems.
Steak'ems.
Like, don't make it make sense.
Or just put by Chris Steak'ems.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris
Stakeham. That's my new pen name. Chris Stakeham's. That's my pen name. Stakeham's.
Hey, guys, it's Crips Stakeham's Arps.
Stakeham's. There it is.
No one knows who he really is.
That's a really subtle product placement.
This is the Stakeham sandwich of voting rights.
Put a little seasoning salt on there, and you've got a sandwich.
It's
baby.
Like a Stakeham, thin and can catch fire at any
very
moment.
Very quickly. Oh, and it's very greasy.
Well, this seems to me like the law would be really clear on this. Is it not?
It's not. I mean, you look in the Constitution, Dave, you're an attorney.
I thought I
there
was.
Are about, there I mean, are about it's... four or five amendments, I don't know them offhand, that say only United States citizens are entitled to vote. But I think this is just another thing of what the liberals or the Democrats are trying to do is to enlarge their voting base by having non-citizens and illegals alike voting. You know, something else that kind of corresponds with this is Chicago and other jurisdictions are giving illegals driver's licenses. Now, what's to stop an illegal person from going down to their Board of Elections and registering the vote? And there are instances in California where 1,500 people were on the rolls like that. In Pennsylvania, 5,000 people were on the rolls that registered illegally. And in some cases, because you have a motor voter, some of these people don't even know that they're registering to vote. And then when it's time for them to become citizens,
that's
they're like,
so crazy.
This flag comes up. It's like, hey, you registered to vote. You weren't allowed.
Right.
That messes with your citizenship. So this is just a mess. And I think this is just something that needs to be codified in state constitutions and all across the country.
Before 10 minutes ago, I would have thought it was clearly in the law that you had to be a U.S. citizen to vote.
That is not the case.
In any election.
That is not the case. That's happening in California, Maryland, other places. Non-citizens, they're here legally, but they are voting. And then the rationale is, well, they're trying to achieve the American dream. They're paying property taxes. They're paying sales taxes. Yeah. They should be allowed to have a say-so in that by voting.
It makes me so mad. I'm not a big wall guy, but how fast would that wall be built if all of these illegals were going to vote Republican? Right? Suddenly it wouldn't be so much about open borders and bridges, not
the
walls.
The Republicans would be the one blocking the wall at that point. Then it would switch. The roles would switch.
They would. That's how much crap it is.
Yep. Can I ask you, what states are you targeting with this?
We're targeting Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, and I think
is there a chance
Maryland
he's
and
no
Florida. And
I love
Florida.
The way that you asked that.
Can I ask? No.
Look, this may get personal.
Yeah.
But this thing you're very passionate about, which states are you going to target? You don't have an answer.
He's trying to make sure I did my homework and I actually know
Chris
what I'm talking
Wallace
about.
Over here.
He's like, Chris is sending this over. He has no idea what's going on. I'm going
to
put him
I know
on the
you're
spot.
Here to talk about this initiative in many states, but I'm going to push you.
I've got a question for that. Mr. Stakeham's.
Yes. That's Crips to you.
Crips Stakeham's.
New York, California, Ontario and Mexico.
Exactly.
That sounds right.
Exactly. We're going to expand to Hawaii, too.
Oh, God.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, really? I don't know the states.
And speaking of Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard looks exactly like Rogue from the X-Men. No, they just took her off.
Neither one of those.
That's Pat Tiff and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Oh, that's Elizabeth Warren. I thought that was Tulsi Gabbard.
She has a cardigan for every color of
she
the rainbow.
She does. I've noticed that.
Yeah. She's always in a cardigan. Yeah, she's like Mr. Rogers. She comes in and she takes one off and puts one on.
It's kind of like how Hillary, her signature thing was a pantsuit. I guess her signature thing is a cardigan.
Oh, she's not wearing one now. She's wearing a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
That's Bernie.
You know, Bernie had a new proposal he announced today, Housing for All. That was $3 trillion.
Oh, well,
perfect.
That's no problem.
Housing for All.
I love that just before you started talking, we were literally just naming who was on our television.
Neil Cavuto, yes.
If you guys listen to this Glover show, it's friggin' genius, man.
That appears to be Jennifer Aniston for Smart Water.
Alex Trebek now. If you're in your car and you can't watch my television.
It was even worse than that. It was, here's Elizabeth Warren in a red shirt, but now they have a clip of her in a purple shirt.
A green
nope, nope. Now it's just a shirt.
Now she's got a jacket on.
That's not her at all.
Who did this lady was wearing glasses.
Who did you say Tulsi Gabbard looks like?
Rogue from X-Men.
She's got that streak, that gray streak going on.
Mr. Sheffield from The Nanny also had that.
Oh, yeah, he did. He totally did.
All right. I've fallen and hit my head. Obviously, this isn't real life.
What's those five states again? Well,
this has been Steak'em's Hour.
Well, ask him if you can ask first.
Let me ask you something, Arps.
Yes.
which states are these?
He was talking a lot about California. California wasn't even in those states, so.
I know Florida is one.
What else on your mind?
Oh, just everything. You know, I think what we witnessed the other day with that New York Times article, I know you guys probably talked it to death, but I think we witnessed the end of journalism. When you want to put a tombstone in journalism and here is when it began and here's the end, I think that's the day that people are going to look at, that this is when journalism
Totally agreed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Crips.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.